Someone asked me the following question. A coworker at work asked this person about the person had Amazon Prime, and the coworker didn't have Amazon Prime. So the coworker asked this person, this congregate of mine, to order for her some items to help her save on shipping costs. And the item that she asked this person to get her is a wine and wafer combination pack. It's called Broadman Church Supplies Pre-Filled Communion Fellowship Cup Juice and Wafer Set. So basically, someone asked a congregant, a non-Jew asked a congregant to purchase for her items that will, in all likelihood, be used for religious purposes. So the question is he allowed to do that? Can I order Amazon Prime? Can I order an item on Amazon Prime for a non-Jew when I know the non-Jew will use that those items for religious purposes? So first of all, we have to contend with the issue of lifnei iver, lotei mechshol. You can't cause someone else to sin. Now, does this prohibition of lifnei iver apply to the extent that I even cannot make a non-Jew sin, or I cannot cause a non-Jew to sin? The answer is yes. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav and Beis, when it gives the example, or it gives two examples of lifnei iver, one of them is giving wine to a nazir, and the second is giving iver min achai, a limb from a live animal, to a non-Jew. So therefore, lifnei iver applies even to a non-Jew, when I cause a non-Jew to sin. So here, if I'm ordering the wafer and wine that this non-Jew will be using for ritual purposes, so that would seem to violate lifnei iver. The non-Jew is not allowed to engage in idolatry. And we believe the standard view seems to be that Christianity is idolatry. So this is an idolatrous practice. So we first have to ask ourselves, is this really a prohibition of lifnei iver? Because what's lifnei iver? So when the Gemara talks about lifnei iver, the case is where I'm on one side of the river with my wine. The Nazir is on the other side of the river and wants the wine. The Nazir cannot get the wine without me. The non-Jew is on one side of the river and I'm on the other side of the river and I have the Eivor Min Achai. And the non-Jew cannot get the Eivor Min Achai without me. Lifnei iver is only a prohibition if the person cannot sin without me. Here, this coworker could get the wine and wafer set by herself. She's just asking me to order it in order to save shipping costs. So it would seem that it would not be a violation of lifnei iver. What it's more likely an issue of would be what's called misayel idvar avera. If someone can sin without me, but I nevertheless assist them in their sin, so Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Gimel Aleph, says that even when there's no Torah prohibition of lifnei iver, because the person can sin without me, if I assist the person in sinning, there's still an iser derabanan of that I have to separate the person from sin, and therefore, if I assist them, then I violate that misayel lidvar avera. The question is, we paskin like Tosfos. So the Ramah in Yoredeya Simon Kufnun Aleph Seivav, he says that in a situation where you sell items to a non-Jew for their worship, if they can, and that's forbidden. That's only if they can get it without you, that you're the only seller. Then that's aser. However, the Ramah writes, but if they can purchase the item in another place, you can sell them anything. Presumably, because we don't hold of Tosfos. We reject Tosfos. When it comes to a non-Jew, there's no prohibition of misayel idvar avera. However, the Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim, there are those who are strict and do hold like Tosfos. And then the Ramah says, v'nagu l'hakal yisvar rishona, but they have the custom to be lenient, like the first opinion, meaning that you could be lenient. U'v'chol ba'al nefesh yachmer la'atzmo. And any soulful person will be stringent for himself. So it seems that in our case, by ordering the ritual items for the non-Jew, it's misayel idvar avera, the Ramah seems to say, you could be lenient, but a ba'al nefesh should be strict. So what that means in practice is that you, if need be, you can be lenient. If it seems that if, for all intents and purposes, if if the non-Jew won't get offended, if you say no, if you say it in a way that's not offensive to the non-Jew, it's hard to say, I can't buy this ritual item for you because I think what you're doing is avodah zarah, the non-Jew may get offended. And it may cause animosity between the two co-workers. So if there's a concern, then you don't have to be strict. And the truth is, you have two different reasons to be lenient. Besides, the Ramah writes, again, you can be lenient. The Baal Nefesh should be strict. There are two basic reasons you can be lenient. Well, there are probably at least three reasons. So maybe on the basic level, maybe we don't hold like Tosfos on a very basic level. It's nice to be strict, but we really don't hold, but we basically reject Tosfos. That seems to be the custom. Number two is maybe, and the Shach points this out, that maybe the prohibition of Mesayel Edvar Aveira only applies to Jews, but it doesn't apply to non-Jews. Because maybe Mesayel Edvar Aveira is the flip side of the obligation of Tocha. So there's a mitzvah of Tochacha you have to rebuke. You try to convince others to do Torah mitzvos. And the flip side of that is to make sure they don't sin and don't assist them in their sinning. So anyone for who you're not obligated to do Tochacha, there's no Isser of Mesayel Edvar Aveira. So there's no obligation to give Tochacha to a non-Jew. So there's no Isser for a non-Jew of Mesayel Edvar Aveira. So maybe there's no problem to begin with when it comes to non-Jew. Also, Shach points out that many Rishonim hold that maybe even though worship of Christianity is Avodah Zarah for Jews, for non-Jews it might not be Avodah Zarah. It's what's called Shituf. It's not like Christians believe that there are multiple gods. They believe that there's one God that can take a human form, that can be divisible. That's called Shituf, a partnership. For a Jew, that's Avodah Zarah, that's Aser. Some Rishonim hold that this is not Aser for a non-Jew. And therefore, if it's not Aser, then it's not Mesayel Edvar Aveira. So again, if without hurting the person, and if there are no repercussions, it's better not to order the item for the co-worker, because Baal Nefesh Yachmir. But there are a lot of reasons to be lenient. Maybe we don't hold like Tosfos. That seems to be the basic halacha according to the Ramah. Maybe there's no Mesayel Edvar Aveira for a non-Jew, and maybe what they're doing is not even a sin if you hold that for Christians, for non-Jews, the worship of Christianity is not Avodah Zarah.